Muhammad, the founder of Islam, taught men to beat their wives if they would not submit. In the Quran, it clearly states, "But those wives from whom you fear arrogance, first advise them, then if they persist, forsake them in bed, and finally, strike them." And in certain Islamic places, the men will actually take their wives out in the streets and beat them in front of everybody. I mean, that is just horrible, just disgusting. The Bible tells us to take care of women, to protect women, to not be misogynistic towards them, but to provide for them. But in the Quran, it states that if your wife doesn't listen, just go ahead and take her out in public, which is very humiliating, I'm sure, and then beat them. And one time, an elderly woman came to Muhammad and asked him to intercede with God on her behalf so that she could enter into heaven. And so, unfortunately, Muhammad sent her away and said that there will be no elderly women in heaven. And the woman, it's recorded that she went away crying and weeping, but Muhammad thought that it was funny. He thought that it was hilarious to bully elderly women and to make them cry. Such a sad thing, especially when we're talking about somebody's soul. Somebody's soul is not to be played around with. It's not something we joke about. Eternity in hell versus heaven is not something that's a big game. It's very, very serious. And it even gets worse. Muhammad actually married a 6-year-old girl. They consummated the marriage when she was 9, but, I mean, if you're a full-grown man and you're wanting to marry a 6-year-old, that is a person that is not trustworthy. That is a person that is just awful. Boys would come and sit on his lap, right? And he would kiss them very inappropriately on their faces. I mean, this is just horrible things that Muhammad did. Terrible things. I don't understand how somebody could just say, oh, I want to follow that guy. Or blessed be his name, or peace be upon him. And in fact, he was so crazy that he taught people to drink camel urine. Muslims still do this today. You can look it up on YouTube. It is wild. I don't recommend it if you're getting ready to eat food because you're going to lose your appetite. But there are men who I've seen that drink camel urine. The Quran itself actually states that Muhammad is a prophet because he had a bunch of skin tags. No joke. You can look it up. It says that there were skin tags between his shoulders. So they're declaring him a prophet because he had skin tags and moles, hairy moles, as they put it in the Quran. Just wild, wild stuff. Look, if you're a Muslim, you need to understand the foundation of the religion. The foundation is a fraudulent man, a man who was a confused Arabian who knew nothing at all about just basic common sense and how to treat a woman or how to be nice to your neighbor. In fact, this guy went around just killing people. He killed innocent people who would not join Islam. But in Christianity, we tell people to believe that they have a choice, that God isn't going to force you into his presence against your will. God gave us free will. The Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." So you have a choice to accept or reject Christianity as truth. And I would say that the best thing for you is to look to Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Stop trying to atone for your sins on your own by praying towards Mecca several times a day. Praying to that GameCube is not going to save your soul. Praying to Allah isn't going to save your soul, because guess what? Allah doesn't exist. Only Jesus exists, and he is the creator that created everything. And even the way that Muhammad's ministry started was wild. He was in a cave, right? A creepy, dark place, to receive revelation from an angel named Gabriel, supposedly. And supposedly the angel choked him several times and told him to read, Muhammad. But Muhammad could not read. If you're a Muslim, you're following somebody that couldn't read or write. You're following someone that was not only very perverted in many ways, but he just was completely illiterate. And when he received this revelation from God, from this supposed angel, the first thing that he tried to do is to hurl himself off a cliff. Muhammad tried to kill himself after receiving revelation from God. This tells me that it was a demonic revelation that he received, because anytime you have good news in the Bible, which is what the gospel is, the good news isn't going to make you jump off a cliff. Good news won't make you want to end it all. Good news is going to make you uplifted in your spirit. That's what the gospel is the good news. It is bad news when you are attempting suicide after receiving a supposed revelation. That tells me the revelation that he received was not from above, but from below. And it was from the devil himself. The devil has deceived many people into becoming Islamic. And let me tell you, Islamic folks out there, we love you. That's why we tell you the truth about Islam. I know it may be hard. I suppose that if I had learned that everything that I was ever taught in my life was a lie, religiously, that anything that I believed about God was false, I would probably be upset too. But you can choose to make a change. You can choose to simply repent. Repent of believing in Islam and turn and start believing in Jesus. And the beautiful thing is that when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to take your soul to heaven, he promises to save you for all eternity. Muhammad and the teachings of Islam are empty. And it's just like any other religion. Every other religion tells you, be good and you'll go to heaven. Just stay on the path so you don't lose your salvation. But Christianity, on the other hand, tells us that God would never forsake his children, that God will always love those who are his. So, if you're not one of his, if you haven't trusted Jesus alone to take your soul into eternity, my advice to Muslims out there would be to simply look to God. And if you think Muhammad had something special from God and that Muhammad is a prophet, and you think that by believing that and relying on Muhammad and what he said and working your way to heaven is going to get you to heaven, then you have another thing coming. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you want to have everlasting life, if you want to have your soul go into eternity in the hand of God, in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have that happen today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation.